Welcome to the TriumphBonneville.org podcast, episode number one. I'm Randy's friend and your host, Lee. In this episode, we take a ride with several distinguished gentlemen through the streets of Chicago to raise money for the fight against prostate cancer. On Sunday, September 29th, 2014, Randy and I joined up with 165 other riders to take part in the Chicago chapter of the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride. This is a worldwide event designed to raise funds for prostate cancer research. Our riders joined 257 other rides in 57 cities. That's over 20,000 riders dressed in their Sunday best, including some kilts, to raise money. As of 1 week later, the $1 million mark has been met and beaten, with a total count at around $1.4 million raised. Let's listen in.
While he's thinking, I got another question for you. Do we look very distinguished today?
Yes. Why? What's up?
We're going on the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride.
What's that?
It's actually a fundraiser for prostate cancer.
Oh, okay.
And it's all gentlemen riding older motorcycles, all dressed up in very dapper.
Or at least retro motorcycles.
Oh, okay. So you're doing that, huh? And where's this at?
In Chicago.
Where at?
We're starting at the Twisted Spoke. Have you ever been there?
I've heard of it. Where's that at?
It's a bar.
Ogden and...
Where?
Ogden and Western.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a very twisted kind of place.
Okay.
All bikers hang out there.
Yeah. All bikers in suits, right?
Right. Yeah. Today, yes.
So what time is your ride?
I think they're taking off from there around 10:30.
That's a while,
yeah. We've got time for a nice breakfast.
Oh, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah. Mosey over there.
You're in this, your post says that you're in this ride because of your dad.
Well, you know, they said, well, I didn't say, I just, there's a connection there in that he had prostate cancer. I think he got it. He was diagnosed in his around 70, age 70, late 60s, early 70s. And it wasn't, thankfully, very advanced.
Yeah.
But it was advanced enough that they needed to do something. So he opted for the pellets. That's the way I remember it. I believe they inject tiny little radioactive pellets into the gland. And over time, their radiation is such that it shrinks or attempts to kill the cancer.
Yeah.
And you just leave it there.
Right.
And it apparently worked, at least enough that he was, he led a normal, active life. But he passed away at 76, so he didn't actually live that much longer. But at least he didn't die from the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
After breakfast, we did mosey over to the Twisted Spoke, where we met and talked with other riders, like Dan.
I'm an independent, and I work also with Chirp Radio as a features producer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My name's Lee.
I'm Dan Epstein.
Dan Epstein.
Nice to meet you, Lee.
Are you riding today?
I am.
What are you riding?
A 1979 Vespa P200E.
Oh. Is it here?
It is. Cool. It's down.
Yeah, it's let's walk and talk. Do you have any personal stories associated with prostate cancer, too?
No, I don't, thankfully.
Yeah.
This is a ride I've been wanting to do for a few years and just haven't been able to do it.
Yeah.
But this year I am, so.
Okay.
So this purple and green job.
Ah. Nice. 19 what?
79.
Right.
I've had this bike since 1995, and when I bought it, it had this paint scheme on it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, in a few years, I'll repaint it.
Right.
It's 2014, and
it's a few years.
It's still purple and green.
Maybe
I'm just really,
more years.
I'm just loath to tear it down. You know, right. And it's haven't repainted properly, I'm afraid it won't be it anymore. So I'm just living the purple and green.
Yeah.
It works for me. It's the only bike like it in the city, so why not? What the hell?
That's right. You'll be able to recognize it if somebody else rides it.
Yeah. And this bike has been really, really good to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. In all these years, nothing major, terrible has ever happened. I've only dropped it once with a little minor ding.
Uh-huh.
I can't complain. One of us is going to go first.
I met up with Bob, who was the organizer of the event. He told us a little bit about how it had started and how it has grown.
So how long has this ride been going on? 2 years?
Two years.
Did you organize it both years?
No, just this year.
Okay. It was last year. Did you ride in it last year?
Yeah.
Do you have any stories of people in your life who were affected by prostate cancer?
Oh, my grandfather.
Your grandfather?
He was diagnosed with it. And he eventually the symptoms of it,
yeah,
the chemo, yeah, the attempts to save his life, killed him.
Okay. Yeah. How long ago was that?
What are you guys riding?
Well, 7 years, probably. 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's a great cause.
It is.
Last year I was a participant. I got roped into it this year.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Who roped you in?
Mike Hernandez. He's not here. He was actually the guy that registered with Mark Howa in Australia.
Okay.
And he was given it, and things weren't moving along, and I was basically the promoter for it.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided, well, you know, somebody's got to make it happen. So here I am, trying to make it happen.
Have you had good registration? How many people are doing it this year?
I'm registered versus how many people are actually going to be in the event. There's 120-ish registered on the DGR website, and I'm expecting about 160 bikes.
Uh-huh.
You know, just word of mouth, people, hey, we're doing this thing, and people end up showing up.
Right. Cool. And is this how many years total has the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride itself worldwide been going on?
2 years.
Just two.
Yeah, okay. Started with Mark and Australia, and it was a slow spreading, but it picked up.
Uh-huh.
But most rides are about 20 bikes,
yeah.
20 to 30 riders.
Okay. So this is one of the bigger ones.
It is the biggest.
The biggest.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how that happened.
Yeah.
I just told people about it. I made some flyers. I hung up a few flyers. I talked to people on social media, Facebook, Instagram, things like that. And
right.
This isn't even half of what's going to be here. And we still got an hour to wait. So
what time does the ride itself?
10:30.
10:30.
Kicks off 10:30. We go to Motorworks around 11:30, depending on how big or how fast we move. I'm not sure we're gonna move real fast, and maybe an hour is not quite enough time. But I just let everybody know that when we arrive there, we'll be there for 30 minutes, and if anybody breaks off or is a late start or anything, we'll be there then. We're gonna wait for 30 minutes, and then we're gonna pull out again. And then we're going to head to Isle of Man, Chicago. Isle of Man style, Chicago.
Okay.
Which was the end point was arranged by Johnny Sheff.
Uh-huh.
From Motorworks.
Right.
Motorworks isn't open or anything, but it's just a good, it's the city Triumph dealer, you know, so why not stop there?
Sure.
And let people know that maybe aren't from around here. Hey, this is the local shop. Johnny's an awesome supporter of the community. Awesome.
Right.
I mean, he gave me a bike to ride today.
Because yeah.
I loaned my bikes out for other people to ride. So he brought me a scooter.
Yeah.
Crazy Bob riding a scooter. And he told me, no jumping stuff.
Oh.
I'm kind of known for that, jumping scooters over stuff. Or trying to.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Sorry about it.
Thanks for putting the whole thing together.
Oh, it was my pleasure, man. My pleasure.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks. See you.
Thanks for spending some of your time hearing about the adventures of two Bonneville riders. Sometimes the adventure is pure fun. Sometimes it's fun with the bonus of being for the good of others. Either way, we hope you'll ride with us again. Until next time.
We gotta pay for the eggs.
All right.
Extra.